We're up to Daf Lamed Amud Aleph Masechta Pchedus to the Mishnah. So we're continuing the theme of people that are suspect that they, when it comes to money, that they might compromise on the halachas to the Mishnah. So we're talking about things outside of Pchedus. Hachoshud al hashvi is if somebody is suspected to deal with and trade in Shemitah, or he'll plant a Shemitah and so on. Remember, lachem, it's only la'achla v'leilus chedem, and he goes ahead and he trades in it. is ain't a choshed al hamaisis. During the other 6 years when you buy from him, you don't have to be choshed that maybe he didn't give maiser as well, and so on. So definitely he didn't give maiser. All it is the mai.
Shvi is a different sort of an isoy into maiser.
Sorry. Tomorrow we'll talk about it in a minute. So by maisis, you don't say vada he didn't give maiser. You just say it's the mai. Like when you buy from Lamodis, it's a suffix, which we have a number of leniencies. Hachoshud ala maises, by the same token, if somebody is suspected to deal and not to give his maises, ain't a choshud ala shvi, it doesn't automatically mean that you should, two separate avedas, and some people, one is more chomer than the other. As we will say, that if you're choshud ala kal, you're not choshud ala chomer, according to the Rabbanon. If you suspect you're doing a small aveda, it doesn't automatically mean you'll do a bigger aveda. Not like a meir says, you're choshud on one thing, you're choshud on everything. Choshed al zeh, you choshed sayer shviyas and sayer shmaisus, and then choshed al taris. Eat chulun al taris a kaidus. There were many people who machmas only the rabbanon, not even. So therefore, if he doesn't treat the tayd of his daf design, surely he's not going to treat the rabbanon the way he's supposed to. However, the yeshu choshed taris, somebody suspected not to deal with taris properly. Ainu choshed loy al zeh loy al zeh. Doesn't automatically. Therefore, we're not going to be choshed that he would breach the mitzvahs and the tayd like maisus and shmiyutah. Zeh klal. This is the rule. The rule is that kol ha-choshed al dover loydonoi v'loy mi'idoi. That anyone that is choshed on something, that he cannot be a judge, he cannot testify, and so on. We'll talk about it later. So the Gemara, my time, what is the reason why? It's just because he's suspected in Shemitah, we don't suspect him in Ma'isa L'chayit. If he does one aved in the Tate, he'll do another aved in the Tate. So the Gemara, no, you know why we don't suspect him? Because Shvi is led by Yechayim. Some people treat Shvi is lighter than they treat Ma'isa. Why? Because Shvi does not require you have to bring it to you have to eat your Shemitah product in Shalayim. Since the Meiser, where do you eat your Meiser, Shady? You have to bring it up to your Shalayim. It's Chamele, he thinks that it's stricter, and therefore, just because he's breached this, he won't breach that.
So, when the Mishnah refers to Meiser, he falls out into Meiser, Shady, or your Meiser, Rishon?
We're talking about the Yisraelim. We're talking about what do you call it? Meiser, Shady. And the Meiser edition is something that you give to a lady, so it's like we're not. It's not a question of that.
Because your Shalayim is a bother.
Because the mitzvah requires me to make so much effort and go to Shalayim.
And since Meiser you have to give to a Levi, also you treat that stricter. That's obviously treated stricter. Then Shemitah you yourself can eat. So you take it lightly. I'm saying Meiser Rishon you have to give to a Levi, you treat it more severe, more strictly, so therefore you're not going to be. Can't automatically make a chash.
But we're talking Meiser Sheni because it says boy Yechomer.
I'm saying therefore, obviously it's clear that a person treats it stricter. Because it's not his. But choshel Meiser, you're not choshel Shmita. Some people treat Shmita stricter. Why? My time, Meiser is the pigeon. Meiser, you can always exchange. You can redeem it for money and bring the money to the Shalayim. So therefore, he thinks that the whole thing kedusha is not so serious. But Shvi is kiven the komitzle. Shvi is he cannot. Shemitah, you cannot, and we learned that even if you exchange Shemitah, the new thing and the old thing remain also, then less opinion, has an opinion, Chamidulay. Therefore, it's stricter. Says the Gemara, Choshel Zevi, Alze, Kim the Choshel Eisen, Koshkin the Rabban, and the Parsh the Swara. If you're Choshel, that you've been breaching mitzvahs in the Torah, surely you breach mitzvahs in the Rabban. Vyash Choshel Al Taidas, my time, but if you're Choshel Taidas, Lav Davke, you'll do it away in the Torah. My time, and here the Rabban of Choshel, Taka, he doesn't treat the Rabban of Mitzvah Daf Zayn. Or by the Reisel of Choshel, we don't suspect that he'll be breaching Dinim in the Torah. Freddy Moramino asked a question we learned. Neman al Tadis, if somebody's believed regarding Tadis, Neman al Shviz, he's believed also regarding Shemitah. Is Mashma, let's infer, Choshid, if he's Choshid at Tadis, Choshid at Shemitah. This Bryce seems to argue with our Mishnah. The Bryce holds that even if you're suspected of doing an Issa the Rabbanon, we says, well, Choshid, do an Issa the Raisa. So we have a number of answers. Amar Abloy, Masnissin, our Mishnah's talking about Kishra Inu, you're right. Really, if you're suspected even for Tadis, like the Braisa says, you're suspected also for Maises. Even the Rabbanon, if you want, you breach one Aveda, you breach another one, even if it's stricter. So what's Shadna Mishnah? Mas Nisan, our Mishnah is talking about Kishere Inu Shenoeg Betzine Betet Beise. You saw that at home, when nobody's around, he keeps the laws of Maisa. Now, there's, you know, we suspect that in Lepumbi, you know, for Hesse, he behaves one way, but in home, when nobody's looking, he's a cow. You look through the window. And then you saw this person here that he took care of Shmita properly at home. He did it properly. So therefore, that's why we're not Choshed now, Mishnah. Otherwise, Yitaka would be Choshed.
When you're mentioning here that these are Tavis, you also have this idea of a Chavar. Yeah. Chavar is one of the Nizir and Tavis. Is this a separate category?
We'll get to Chavar soon. Anybody can do Tavis. We're not talking about a Chavar here. Because as Ashi says, we'll still call you the Mai, but we're not going to call it a lack of Maisa Vadei. No, we're talking about Amoritz. Rabbiane, but Rabbi Shmuel is another answer. No, so the first answer was that the Brice is right. Yechoshen, a small thing, you're the Choshen, a big thing. But I'm just talking about that we know that he keeps it privately. He keeps his mitzvahs. Rabbiane, but Rabbi Shmuel, no. Can I really? That our Mishnah is right. You're suspected for a small thing. You're not suspected for a big thing. So how come this Brice says that if you're suspected for Tadah, you're suspected for Shviyas? You know, we're talking about a certain case. You're going to have a Choshen Tavaya. First, we suspect him of both. Say Tadah, say Shmitah. But also, he came for the Rabbanon. He pleaded his case. And he was Kabul Tshuva, Kabul Tavaya. He promised from now on he'll behave on both counts. And then we saw him not behaving on Tadah. Once we know, we already knew that he didn't behave in Shviyas. Then he promised to reform. And then we saw that his promise is hollow. So now we
suspect
the other one. Exactly. Once you suspect him of this, we suspect him of the other one as well. This is the words of Rabbi Akiva, stimto. That what? That if somebody is choshed on one Aveda, you don't automatically assume he's choshed on Shmit. You don't automatically say he's choshed on Mises. For one Aveda in the Taita, you choshed the other Aveda. And man chachamim, who are these chachamim? Rabbi Yehuda. In the place of Rabbi Yehuda, in other words, our Mishnah says that if you're choshen on Shmita, you're not choshen on Mises. We're not talking about the general principle: if you're choshen on one Aveda, you're choshen on another. But Shmita, if you're choshen on Shmita, you're not choshen on Mises. But Rabbi Yehuda agrees; he holds if you're choshen on Shmita, you are choshen on Mises. Because by Yehuda, in his place, Shmita was considered the most severest Aveda. And if you choshed on the severest Aveda, surely you do the lighter ones. Now, why in Rabbi Yehuda's area was it so? How do you know? The Ba'as Srei, the Rabbi Yehuda, in his region, Shvi is Chamil. People treated Shmita very strictly. The Huda, because of the Chavre, there was once a guy who got so angry at his friend, and he called him a Daila Badarta, you geared the son of a Geirus, trying to denigrate him. Reminding him, not supposed to remind a gay that he's a gay, and he's putting him down. Amalei, so the guy said back to him, he doesn't stand there and take it. Tasty, at least give me credit. I don't eat the fruits of Shmita like you do, you Rasha Marusha. Who do you think you're calling over a gay bagayadis? So what's the biggest accusation you can level against somebody? Not that he's taif or that he's Mechal Shabbos, that he's Shmita. That's it. So no, Shmita is considered such a severe Aveda, and yet you breach it. Who are you to talk about me?
We bring a raya from two people having a machloek.
No, but this is a good an anecdote to support the idea that Shmita was treated like a big Aveda. Yeah. Sorry? That's right. The moral of the story is, yeah, you're back, but don't initiate. Yeah. So Rashi brings, who's Rabbi Akiva Stimtor? So Rashi says that some people want them shot. You have Rabbi Nachem Stimtor, you have Rabbi Yehuda Stimtor, you have Rabbi Akiva Stimtor, somebody. Says Rashi, no, can't be, there's no such thing. No, nobody's going to refer to Rabbi Akiva Stimtor. But what it means Rabbi Akiva Stimtor is that we learned, actually Rashi doesn't bring it down, but we learned in the beginning of Megillah, that, that all the Mishnas are from Meir or Rabbi Huda, all different Tanoia Mishnas, but Kulam Alibad Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the teacher of all the different Tanoim who give the Mishnah. Nasa the Braises and this, and all the Mishnas are ultimately Rabbi Akiva's words. That's it. Stam Mishnah ultimately is according to Rabbi Akiva.
You say it's Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Meir was the Talmud Rabbi
exactly.
Akiva. So he's teaching
Kulam Alibad Rabbi Akiva. Exactly. Yeah. Rashi says, Roy, in the last two lines, Roy Mishnah is Ikaba Shas Tumas, a Libra Bakir. So it's Rav Mishnayis. Okay. By the Gemara, Iger Amar Lo Say, Yomar Abachamay Yechon and Zudi, Yomar Kibis Simtah. These words of Kibis Simtah, Abachamay Mim Choshed on Maise, Choshed, the other way around. That if you Choshed on Maise, which Maise is considered the strictest one, you Choshed on Shemitah, Man Chachamay, Lamei, Hu, Lamei, Omar, Choshed, Abar Echad, Choshed, Abachamay, Abachamay, Lamei doesn't agree with this principle. No, but Lamei argues on both counts. He holds, forget about them because you treat this stricter. I don't care stricter or lenient. If you're liable to be over one Issa of the Torah, you cannot trust him for anything else. If you choshed a dovet echad, choshed a chala teidu kula. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Tamid Rabbi Zeid. So now we see the machlekes Amoraim actually. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Tamid Rabbi Zeid. Rabbi Amri, others. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Zeid. Tamid Rabbi Yechon, Tamid Rabbi Yechon. Chad on one that says, "Avol chachamim moimin the chachamim say choshed ala shviyis, choshed ala ma'aser mancham." Rabbi Yehuda, it's just an argument limited to shmita and ma'aser because Rabbi Yehuda holds that shmita is such a strict aveda, and if you breach that, surely you breach ma'aser based on what in his area. No, it's a principle discussion. And a mayor holds that choshed kol teir kula. Tanya, we learned. Amorit shekibul olav dibri chavedis. Amorit says, I want to behave like a chaver, like you know, an expert over here. I want to train. I want to do taras akedish. What happens? Is the nech, and we accept it. We train him. He wants to handle. He wants to sell. He wants to do things, and we should you know trust his dough and everything else. So we train him. But the nechshel davar echad, the moment you choshed him to breach any aveda, the nechshel chol hatoyda kula, you choshed him kol hatoyda kula. Divra mer. The chacham ma'im, you know, ain't a nechshel shel davar. If an amoritz trained to be a chaver and he did another aveda, he's still a chaver as far as comes to tazak gedish. Whatever he's choshed is choshed. What he's not choshed is not choshed. So here you see clearly the chaver doesn't have to be a tamu chacham. A chaver is somebody who's trained to eat al tazak gedish. He washes hands and he makes sure he's clear of tumah. Like then it's Vaita talking about minus one mitzvah. Does that affect the kol hatoyda kula? Just that one mitzvah. Hageir, shekibul olav kol hatoyda kula. Hageir was mekabel entire toyda. Sorry, kol hatoyda. I feel nechshed over echad. I've choshed the kol hatoyda kula. If a geir mekabel the toyda, and then we see that he doesn't do one of the avedas, we suspect we don't trust him on any other of the mitzvahs as well. But don't think that it unravels his gaitis. Huki Yisrael Gomer, he is like a full-fledged Yisrael Mumen. He's a Yisrael Mumen. My Nafkamina, what's the difference if he's considered Goyim or Yisrael Mumen? Nafkamina, Yikodish, Kiddush of Kiddushin. He's Yeno, he's Yayin Nesech and all that, because Yisrael Mumen also has all those dim like a Goy. But if he's Makadash Isha, she needs a get. We're saying any Aved in the Torah. Aved in the Torah. Yeah, which is very strict. Yeah. Exactly. Unless he made a condition, we'll see in a minute. If he made a condition, I'm going to take the. I'm happy with the whole Torah, but I don't like this particular mitzvah here. Driving to shul is very important for me. Then he's not a ger. And there, the ger is not a ger. Here we're talking about he was makabel kol Torah, and then afterwards. He was choshed, yeah.
That's what I sometimes say.
Yeah. He took it on. Exactly. You had no breda. Learned, Habole Kabal Divide Chaved, if somebody says, I want to become a chaver. Because, like the Zinema, you're not allowed to give Truman Maisa to an Amoritz a coin. We had before. You're not allowed to give to an Amoritz, we had in Chul and all these different Matanis Kuni. You're not allowed to give to an Amoritz. And the Kotchim, you're not allowed to give to an Amoritz. So he wants to qualify, so he has to, you know, get the training and Tadas and so on and so forth. Amoritz, so Chavit does not mean you're no longer an Amoritz. You can still be an Amoritz or whatever, but in this Kav, he's trained. He said, look, I'm prepared to be a chaver except one particular area I don't want to do. And we don't accept him. If a guy comes along and says, I want to mekabel the whole Torah, except one thing. He says, look, I like the whole Torah, but there's one that I bun and I don't particularly like. Then, like, I don't want to wash my hand before bread. Then, uis kaplos mache. He's no gay. Ben Levi, interesting. A Ben Levi, even though he's born a Levi or a coin born a coin, they come to serve in the Beis Hamikdash. They have to be prepared to mekabel everything. Not just shimur, they have to be prepared to mekabel. They're like, oh, I don't like the sight of blood, whatever. I don't want to stand there when they whatever. There's certain things and activities I don't want to be involved in. I don't like it. He cannot qualify to be a serving coin. which is opening and singing the songs and opening the doors of a koyin, or a koyin that comes to accept the yoke of a koyin. Look, I like everything except one particular thing. A mekablin oisa, we do not allow him to serve. Shnemar says hamakriv as dam hashlamim. It says somebody wants to be makriv shlamim in the fats. Mi bnei Aaron has to be mi bnei avoda hamasudul bnei Aaron. It has to be. Has to follow all the laws that Bnei Aaron are expected to do. If he wants, exactly, if he wants the matonas kahuna, then he has to do the invest, and he has to be prepared to do all the avodas that a kohen has to do. 100%, exactly. We actually had a chulin. You don't give ma'isa and truma to a kohen amoritz, so this will fall into that category. Here is better than Amoritz. He does everything else, but punkt one thing. Kol koyin she'enu moedibah, any koyin doesn't agree to entire avoida, ain't lechele b'kuna, does not get any of the benefits. Torah b'mi learn, abolik abadib chavede, so somebody says, I want to get trained, imro inu, if, it was machlekeze. One opinion says, imro inu, somebody in Amoritz, we saw, she'noheg b'tzine b'tzine, basically, we saw at home, he behaves very frum, and you know, discreetly at home, he taka follows all the lotaris. The mekabli mois, as soon as he says, "I want to become a chaver," we'll give him a stamp of approval, a hechsher, a gestamke that he is a chaver. But va'achikach malamne mois, and then you train him. Know that if you see that he's genuine and that he already started on this path, on this course, you don't have to be a buck in everything before you go. This is the big machlekes you have today about gating. That's a lot of the gators in today. They're going to take a 3-year program. You have to be a bucky b'shas before you can become a yid. And others say that as long as you're in the right trajectory, you don't have to know kolot herkula. As the Rambam said, you don't know kolot herkula. You divinely mixes the thing. You learn certain things, and we see that you're genuine. Everything else, go to the gators and continue learning.
Somebody didn't know the name is a pulse and a checkbook.
The im lab, and if not, melamdim oisai. If let's say we do not know how his behavior is at home, then first we train him. We first train him. We want to see that he learned. No, a chaver. He wants to be accepted that as a that you can trust his food. That is no tumah. There's no contamination anywhere around. When he washes his hands always before he touches food and all those things, he has to prove it. Nothing with a Jew. This is every Jew can be tummy. You're allowed to be tummy. If you want to sell, to koyanim or to people who decided they want to be a step above, you need to have a certificate. Rab Shimon Yochai says, no, interesting. Rab Shimon Yochai says that even, like Bema this week, Rab Shimon Yochai says that even a guy who we don't know his behavior, if he says, I want to become a step up, take him in straight away, be a card of him, and then lift him up. If you can make it hard for him to join, he's not going to want to join. Benkach, even if we never saw that he behaved in the Eifin of a Chavar. If he's a Chavar, take him in and then train him. Very interesting, yeah. Why do we have to be so? Because the less tumah out there, the better it is. And makes it the more competition there is if he is going to sell things that anybody can buy. There's a lot of advantages in having less tumah. Afushik tumah loy mafshin. We don't want to spread to me, want to limit it. Yeah. Okay. But Rav Shimon Yochai goes further. He says, Kabbalism means you can already give him the certificate, as Rashi says, Shenachzi kenu kechaver. If he says, I want to be a chaver, Rav Shimon Yochai holds, even if he didn't prove himself, didn't have any training, the moment he says, I want to be a chaver, give him that certificate. And then train him. And he can always pull it away. Being a chaver, a trained expert. Maybe you got to wash your hands before you got to not touch tumah, whatever. Yeah, you're right. There's a lot to learn in Hichas Tumah. Look, we're doing now the Rambam in Hichas Tumah, the Perek Echad. It's long. Yeah. Torah, what we learned. Mekablin leknafayim. If a guy says, I'm going to wash my hands, he's called wings. Like wings, your hands move around all the time. So the din is that you have to wash your hands before you touch anything, because you have a rule. Yadayim shniyah saying. The rabbis always treat your hands as if they're tameh, because they're always touching things. But it's only the rabban, it's a chumrah. He's mekablin leknafayim, and only afterwards, mekablin letaris. Go step by step. First, he has to train himself that he has to wash. But every time before he eats something, his hands are tamei midrabon at least, and he has to wash his hands. And then we go the next step, and we talk about all the other taras. And before we can give him an approval that he knows what he's doing is a chaver. that then you can start eating his truma and everything else. The imam and makabel elo nekafayim. He said, look, this is the only far as I want to go. I'm prepared to wash my hands every time before I eat, but I'm not going to be so involved in the tatas and everything else too hard. Then makabel noisa. So we're makabel here because the main thing of chulin betaras hakodesh is washing your hands. What about kibbel letaras? If he says, look, I'm prepared to go the next step, but I'm washing hands is a pain in the neck. Beloy kibbel lekanafayim. He didn't accept this thing about washing hands. And after taras like kibbel. And even taras, he also does not accept it. Because if he's not prepared to wash his hands, which is the easiest part of the laws of tumah, then how can you trust him that he knows all the laws of tumah and everything else? Sorry?
Washing hands for eating
every
bread.
Not bread, anything. Anything. Because hands are tummy. And if the hands are tummy, he touches any food, the food becomes tummy. If it's mukhshal or kabbal tummy.
But without the bracha, if it's
not. Yeah, not the bracha.
In other words, if you're handling food, if you're handling food, you're not going to eat, you're handling food, because other people are very muckered in this, then you have to be very careful with your hands. You have to make sure your hands are always thorough.
What does everyone mean? Beans?
Sorry? Your hands are always moving. Interesting way of expressing it. Kind of fine wings. Yeah. These are our wings. Talk about we learned. How long a training does it have to be? How long do you have to make? Yeah. In other words, a guy comes along and says, I want to be a chaver. Rav Shimon Yochai said, accept him straight away. And then you start training him. So how long do you train him to see whether he's actually is being effective or not effective? Or you're wasting your time? Or he's actually doing the right thing? How much, like a trial period. How long is a trial period? Mishamai says, Lamashkin, when it comes to liquids, which is only the Rabbanon, because we have a rule that Rabbanon said that all drinks, even a sheni becomes a rishon because uttered by a zov and a zova, their liquids, their saliva is an av. So therefore, we're always strict mashkin. That's Leishayim. We give him 30 days. If after 30 days it's not working out, goodbye. We take away the license. When it comes to clothing, to say that his clothing is considered Torah, you're allowed to touch his clothes. Could be learned in Gemara Chagiga that the clothes of an Amoretz is Tumas Midras for a Koyin, for a Chavir, that if you step on the clothes of an Amoretz, you automatically become Tamei. We call them actually Prushim, yeah. Shnei Mas Chedesh. Takes 12 months to learn. These are much more intricate. It takes 12 months to learn the Dinim. Beisul says, Echadzev, Echadzev, Shnei Chedesh. Both cases will give you 12 months leeway until you're proficient in all of these Dinim. Freddy Gemara comes out, Beishamai, Imken Havali Mekula Beishamai, Umchum Beisil. Lechede Beishamai here is being Mekum. Rashi has another pshat here, because it's better learning Mekula B'Shamai. Rashi has another pshat. We said before that if you see him behave, not Rav Shimon Yochai, but the Tanakama, if you see him behave at home in a certain way, that he conducts himself tada, then you accept him straight away. And if you don't, we have to train him first. How long do you have to watch him at home and look through the window and see that he's been behaving properly before you can accept him? B'Shamai says 30 days if you saw him behaving properly is enough for Mashkin. 12 months you have to watch him for clothing. And Hill says, no, in both cases 12 months. For the Gemara, it comes out of B'Shamai, is more lenient. That 30 days is enough. Says the Gemara, no. B'Shamai says, in both cases, if you monitor him for 30 days and he behaves himself, you can give him this certificate and train him afterwards.
So, even the fact that you have the standard
yeah.
What's Rashbi
argued with both of them. He argued. He said, "Echad zev that you train him straight away." He says, "Yeah." He says, "You train him straight away because this is, you know, this Rachamon Aliba boy. It's all about the heart, and we trust him."
He's looking through the window. He starts inspiring people. And what about if he puts his lungs out? What about the
seeds? Well, you have people who ate in his house, and they said, "This is what we noticed." Everyone knows what's going on. There's no secrets in this world. Bottom line.
Somebody, let's say, hire somebody for a work in a business with infection. You should check him if he's...
If you're dealing in food, yes. Anything to do with food, yes. If you can deal with, you have an Amoritz working there, then Purushim and Koinim can't buy from you. We're no Tuma today. Tuma, it's not kashrus. This is a... We are all tummy anyway. We're all tummy. We go to cemeteries. We're all tummy. So anyway, right? Tell them what we learned. If somebody said, look, I want to become a chaver, I want to get that certificate, you need three judges, three people who are chaver in their own right who can give you that certificate. What about his family? But the family automatically gets dragged along. You can't get dragged along. Shimon Gamliel says no. Av bonav bnei beisa tzichin lekabel b'fnei shel chavedim. Why? You cannot compare chaver shekibel leben chaver shekibel. You cannot compare the Talmud Chacham who accepts to the family of the Talmud Chacham who accepts. What does it mean? Rashi has two pshat in the the way you learn parts of pshat is this is explaining the second opinion. So why does the family have to go also and accept it? You cannot compare if you accept it yourself or you heard it, or your father said, you know, this is our minig and you got to do this minig. If you heard it yourself, it's a lot stronger. The other pshat in Rashi, let's do it inside. It's the going back to the Tanakhama that the children do not have to go. Because if you yourself go, you think to yourself, look, it was my idea. Okay, tomorrow I'm lazy, I don't want to do it anymore. The kids, it was never their idea in the first place. This is what their parents foisted upon them. This is our minig, and this is what you have to do. Then the kids have no way out. In fact, there's a big machlekes in Poskim. If the parents took on a minig, can you, and a neder, every minig is based on a neder, and can you, the children, be matzah neder, or are you bound by whatever they did? So the Chaim Sofer writes actually in a few places that if this argument that it's not, you know, this is a chumrah that our parents took on makes it worse, because it goes through a whole pilpul there that's based on a neder, and a neder that you didn't make but your parents made, you pass the prichodos, you cannot be matzah neder, it makes it much worse. So these are two pshatim. Look at Rashi. For shenidayim chavish kibul, who atzma? If you yourself went to a bezin, it's much stronger than leben chaver. If you were dragged along, machmas kabbalas aviv, because your parents did it. Sheinli shum kabbalah elasrach aviv. When you have a mini because your parents did and you schlep along, vaday aviv zoy mitzvah. You say, oh, my parents are frumer than I am. I have to follow in these footsteps. That's the attitude that people have. So according to this, that the minhagim as they get passed down by the children get whittled away. That's the first Rashi. Second Rashi, Pufaket, Lishalachrina, Hai Lefisha Einu Doima Tanakama Kamale. The Tanakama is saying this. That why? Why the children have to schlep to Bezin, why the children don't have to. Ma Tam Bono Bene Beise Ain't Sichel Kabel. Why is it the parents have to go to a Bezin and the children don't? Lefisha Einu Doima Chavar Shekibel Leben Chavar Kibel. The children are much stronger than the parents. Why? Oh, the Ben Chavar Loi Choshid. We're not going to suspect the Ben Chavar. Because this is how he grew up. This is how it has to be. I'm saying the parents who made up the came up with this chumrah tomorrow, they decided to opt out of it. Very interesting Rashi, two ways of looking right here. Chapsev doesn't bring this Rashi down, but it's very interesting how this, the two pshatim here. Back to the Gemara. He said, I want to have that certificate that I am now from the Prussian, that I am now a Taras HaKadosh. He needs a certificate, he needs to be Chavedim. However, Zok in the Yeshiva Yeshiva, the guy is an elderly Talmud Chacham, he's in Yeshiva, and so the Kabbal, and he's Shloish Chavedim, Shekwa Kibbal Abishol Yeshiva. The moment he sat down there in the Bezin, that means they already tested him, he's already been verified to be a potash, and he's good enough. Abishol Lomel, after Machacham, even the Machacham doesn't require that certificate, but we trust. Every time Machacham does the right thing. Even if you're not qualified to be a chaver, you never got that certificate, you can pass it on to others. And the same machlik as you have in Poskim, if a guy has no smicha, but he knows how to learn, Tamachacham, can he give smicha to others as well? Or does he have to have smicha in his own right? Because today smicha, all it is telling you that you're Tamachacham. So if you're Tamachacham without getting that smicha, like this, exactly this one here, you're Tamachacham, but you didn't get that certificate, you're a chaver. According to Rabbi Shaul, you're a chaver. You can even test other and give your certificate to others, issue others, and say, right. In the times of the children of this Mishnah Zu, this Mishnah was studied, this Mishnah was learned. What do you mean? The Gemara says that Talmud Chacham, no, but this idea that Talmud Chacham is not good enough, that you have to have your own test, this was learned in the time of the son of Chanim and Tignes. He didn't really like Talmud Chacham too much. He despised Talmid Chachamim. What's the story? How do I know? Because there's a story that Rabbi Yisi is topical milsu b'tara. There was something they weren't sure about if it's tara or not. Showed the rabbanon the gabi b'nai b'chim. So they sent a few rabbis to the Hassan of Rabbi Chanina ben Tignas, who was a big Talmid Chacham. Azilu, they go to them. Omrulei, tell him la'ayim bo. Look into these taras. Are they tara? They're not tara. Ashkhu, they found him, the Kotoyin Taras, he was carrying a load of Taras with him, and they came and asked him a shayla, so he had to look up and swat him. What did he do? He didn't trust these Talmid Chachamim. He brought his own students along. He says, watch these guys, they don't touch my Taras. I'm going to put it down because I got to run to Yeshiva and look up some Svarim in the manuscripts. Hold it here. Because why didn't he concentrate? Also, when they came back and reported it, you know what happened? They didn't trust us. They were so baledict. You know why he did that? Rabbi Yehuda said, because this guy's father, Bizet Talmid Chachamim, insulted Talmid Chachamim, didn't hold him in high esteem. He's afu mevalu chachamim, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Rabbi Yehuda said, kovod zaken, or kvod zaken yemunim. Okay, what are you talking about? That's the Matignas, he was a very holy man. The son of Chanim Matignas, he's a very holy man. Leave him rest in peace. From the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Kohenim went that extra step. They decided to make a chumrah by themselves. And they trust nobody. Don't take it personal. They trust nobody. Talmud Rabbah learned. Chaver shemeis, if a Talmid Chacham, or this chaver, this trained guy, died automatically, ishtir bonim, the base hadn't get chaskan, we assume that the family, even though he's no longer alive, remember he said before, they get dragged along anyway, or they accepted themselves, you could trust them, achi yech, until you know for a fact that something didn't happen, that something went wrong, went awry. Chain, chotzer shemeichin, but chelis, if they used to sell chelis, remember the indigo is very similar. There used to be a thing called kola ilan, a tree, the sap of a tree, which is practically the same color, the same shade of blue as the chilazin. So you need a soichid that has a stempel that we can trust him. If we trust him, then the man died, we can still trust the family, that's just it. Chelis had a cheskosa, actually, but they can prove otherwise. So I learned, H is Amoritz, the wife of Amoritz. Then she married and she went a step up. They all have to, now, you have to be taught and have to go to a bezin and to accept that they want to become a chaver. They have to, before we can accept that, since you live in Amara till now we need you to get that test and everything else, that training in that temple. Now, l'chayde, we said before, according to one opinion, that family doesn't need this automatic. But this one, because they were raised in Amoritz's house, it's very hard to get outside of what you normally used to unless you deliberately, you know, train yourself to be different. So that's why over here you need a Kabbalah. I will H as chaver, because otherwise you relapse automatically. You know, you don't think. I will H as chaver, the wife of a Talmid Chacham, shenisas l'amoritz, married l'amoritz. V'chein bita shel chaver, shenisas l'amoritz, or the daughter married l'amoritz. V'chein av the chaver, they went a step down, l'amoritz. Ain't tzichin lekabel di v'chavim v'chila. We can assume that they're still behaving like a chaver, even though living now with an amoritz. Rav Meir says no. Avhein tzichin lekabel alei and divrei chaveres lechatchila. They still need, now that they married in Tamar's family, they need to be tested again and make sure that they can continue. They're going to continue. And what Rashi said, when we say ain't tzichin lekabel, we're talking about not while they're living in Tamar's. While living in Tamar's, it's impossible to be Taras. Because while in Amoritz himself doesn't keep Taras. Well, how can you keep Taras? It means, you live with Abba Chacham, then you divorce, whatever, you died, you moved to an Amoritz, and then Amoritz died, you went back and married another Abba Chacham. The question is, you got to start all over again? Or do we say that since initially you were with an Abba Chacham, and even though for a time period you were with an Amoritz, you still remain like an Eichel Chacham? Or do we say no, that you have to get the training again? So it says over here, so the Tanakhama says you don't need to because you already know it. And the Meir says, no, you need Kabbal Chav. Why? I'll prove it to you. There's a story. I'll show you the difference. Be'isha achas, shenisas l'chaver. While she was married to Chaver, she had a certain skill. Hoise kemas le'tfilin al yoda. What she used to do was she used to work on tfilin and sew the tfilin and everything else for her husband. Nisas l'amoritz, when she married in Amoritz, he did the same thing. He used to tie the tfilin, whatever, for her husband. Here, hoise kesher le'kishre moich l'yoda. The husband was a ganef. He was a tax collector. When the Gemara has no time for tax collectors, they used to buy the right from the king to collect taxes, and then they used to up the taxes, and they used to, the friends, they gave charge less. They were all ganavim, the apostolates, and so on and so forth. That's what her husband was. And she used to be the one who used to tie together all of these receipts. So she had a skill when she's married to that. In other words, whatever she is, she becomes like that person. So therefore, now that she's an amoret, she's like an amoret. You want to step up again, you have to go through the whole rigmarole. Take your Shabbos.